Today's shiur in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omid Aleph, and we're concluding Siman Nun Tes. We're up to Sif Hei at the very top of the page, and this is the last of the Sifim dealing with the bracha of Yotzer Or. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Im Toa Bebirchas Yotzer, if the Chazin makes a mistake in the bracha of Yotzer Or, he loses his place. Binyan Shetzorich Lamot Acher Tachtov. Remember, they didn't daven from a sitter. They were davening by heart. If you lost your place, it sometimes can be very hard for a person to get himself back on track. So they have to replace him and bring another Chazin up over there. So at what point does the replaced Chazin start? So the Mechaber writes, Im Toa Mikedusha Ve'elech, if the Chazin, the first Chazin, had gotten through the Kedusha of Yotzer Or, and he's beyond on that, v'eilech, so then, ein hasheni tzorich lahaschil ela mimokum shepasak. So even though this is one bracha, and you might have thought that you have to go back all the way to the beginning of the bracha, similar to the din in Shmoneh Esrei, if a person makes a mistake, you go to the beginning of the bracha. Over here, the Mechaber says, you don't go back, but the Kedusha, so to say, separated the first part of the bracha from the second part of the bracha, and if you said the Kedusha, then you can just have the new chazan, the replacement chazan, go and start from the point after Kedusha. He doesn't have to go back to the very beginning. He can just go to the place, Bimokum Shepasak, where the first Chazan lost his place. The second Chazan can take over there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavov writes, then when you're replacing the Chazan, Tachtov, the Hainu Sheni Yodeh Lazo Mekomo, he's bamboozled, he's unable to go back to his place. Again, they weren't davening from a sitter. They're davening by heart, it could be very difficult. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, he says, Mikedusha Ve'elech, if you already had gone up to the Hainu Be'ofanim, V'chayos HaKodesh, O Be'lokel, Baruch Nimos Yitenu, so then you can just begin from that point in time. Or Sivkot and Chav Ches Ve'elech, beyond that. In Be'ofanim, Tor, Tzorach Laslo, maybe Ofanim. Then you have to go back to the beginning of that Keta, to the beginning of that section. So if you went beyond the Kedusha, so you go back to the point, the paragraph, so to say, beginning the next section. The Kaimalah and the Mishnah Berurah says, B'simin Kuchavav, we're going to learn in the Halacha of Shmoneh Esrei, Chazaras HaShatz, in Simin Kuchavav, that if there is somebody who's making a mistake in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha that the mistake was made in. If he's in the middle of the bracha of Elamal Shinim and he makes a mistake, so then the new chazan takes over from the beginning of Elamal Shinim, doesn't pick up from the point that he left off is, that he left off as. Shiny hocha, it's different over there than over here. Why is that? The mikavon sha'anu kadosh, 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 misham ve'elech kishilas bracha domi. Because here, we break up the bracha of Yotzer as if it was two separate brachos. And if you said kadosh, 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 then it's considered that you completed the first section, and it's as if, so to say, in Shmoneh Esrei, you're roughly up to the next bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei, and there's no problem with the replacement chazan beginning from that point, and ofanim v'chayos hakodesh or lokel baruch moisitenu, depending on where you got up to as the first chazan. The Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Vav writes, if you were to go back to the beginning, Avolome Rosh, don't go back to the beginning, Davi Broch Levatola, in the name of the Morgan Avram. If you were to go back to the beginning, then you'd be saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekenu Mechalom, Yotzer Or Avoy Choshech, you'd be saying that part of the bracha unnecessarily, and it would be a Broch Levatola. In Dirshu, footnote 24, he brings down as follows. As I just pointed out, that in Chazaras HaShatz, we have a idea that the first three brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei are one unit. And for example, if a person makes a mistake on the Aseres Meitshuva and he says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to go back to the beginning of the three brachos. So to the Kedusha of the Shmoneh Esrei, if the Chazan were to make that mistake, you got to go way all the way back to the beginning. We don't say, oh, you said Kedusha, so you just go back to the beginning of the bracha of Atah Kadosh. No, you go all the way back to the beginning. So why is the Kedusha by the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei different than the Kedusha here of Yotzer Or? Again, Yotzer Or, we say the Kedusha breaks it up, and now it's a separate section. Whereas by the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, Kedusha doesn't break it up. So Shlomo Zalman explains in the Mincha Shlomo, She Kedusha Shel Birchas Yotzer Or, the Kedusha that we find in the Yotzer Or, it's not an essential part of the bracha. And therefore, mishum kach nechsheves ketchilas bracha. It's viewed as if it's a new separate entity, a new separate bracha. And therefore, the mistake was made, and you said up to the kadosh, 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 yaslu mienim kvar omres haketa shelofnea. The first part, so to say, is in the book. It's in the bank already, and you don't have to repeat it.
However, the kedusha of chazaras hashatz, the kedusha is chaylik miyikra nusach shel birchas akta kadosh. It's an essential part of the bracha, and therefore eino chashuva kin betchilas bracha b'vnei atzma. It's not considered a separate section, and therefore, if you made a mistake afterwards, you don't go back to the beginning of the kedusha. You go back to the beginning of the section, which is the beginning of all three brachos. Furthermore, he brings down, if you messed up the ending of the bracha, instead of saying Yotzeh Ham Yoros, you said something else. So Shlomo Zalman says, in that situation, Niskalkol B'kach Kol HaBracha, then the whole bracha is messed up. And now if you have to go back, the replacement chazan has to go back, then he goes back all the way to the beginning of the bracha. The Ramah now concludes Simin Nun Tes, and he writes, Hagah, Dahainu Shemaschil Mikedusha V'Eilach, that the second replacement chazan begins from the Kedusha and goes forward. V'imtah, Kodem Kedusha, Tzorech L'Hasl Barosh. But if the mistake was made in the first Keta, before you reach Kedusha, so then you do have to go back to the very beginning of the Bracha, and it's not considered a Bracha of Atola. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavches writes, it depends where you are. Im Ba'ofanim Toh, if you're already saying Ba'ofanim V'chayos HaKodesh, then Tzorech L'Hasl, maybe Ba'ofanim. Im Lav, Im B'Lakel Baruch Tzitenu, then you go back to the beginning of L'Kel Baruch Tzitenu. We had said this previously. Now, Sivkon Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you go back to the beginning, She'en Chokim Bracha Achas L'Shtayim, because in this situation where you were in the first part of the Bracha, we don't divide the first part of the Bracha into two separate parts. Then the Mishnah Berurah gives a very important caveat, which almost changes the entire understanding of this Sif. He says, this din, this Sif, is Davka Bizman She'en Noagim Lahotzi B'Birchas Kriyashma. This is only when the chazan was really being motzi everybody in the brachos of Kriyashma. However, avo kayom, nowadays, shaminak shkolecha mevarach liatzmo, every person, Baruch Hashem, has a sitter, and the vast majority of people aren't relying upon the chazan to be yotzei. Everybody says it themselves. And therefore, the ein shum echad yotzei bebirchas shliach tzibur, nobody's really being yotzei with the bracha of the shliach tzibur. So now, if the chazan, for whatever the reason, can't go on, he's not feeling well, He just can't go on for whatever the reason, and you have the replacement chazan taking over. Even though he's in the middle of the bracha, and this would be true for any place in the davening, with the exception of the Shmoneh Esrei, as we'll learn. Then the replacement chazan is not allowed. He's forbidden to go and repeat anything that he's already said, because the bottom line is nobody's being yotzi with him. So if he were to repeat it, it would be unnecessary repetition. And therefore, nowadays, where the chazan isn't really being motzi the people, so if the chazan, for example, gets messed up and he can't continue, so the replacement chazan just picks up from the point that the replacement chazan was up to, and he continues davening, and that is the way halacha lemaisa it is nowadays, different than the understanding of the mechaber and the ramah in the days when they didn't have sidurim and when many people were actually being yotzei with the chazan. This concludes Simen Nuntes. And now we begin Simen Samach. Din birchas l'kriyashma v'mtsrichim kavona. Now we're going to learn about the bracha of Avas Olam, Ava Rabba, as the Mechaber starts off and says in Sif Aleph. Bracha Shnia, the second bracha of Kriyashma in the morning, is Avas Olam. Now, that may sound surprising to Nusach Ashkenaz people, and the Ramah immediately jumps in and says, Hagah, the Yeshomim, Ava Rabba. And this is, in fact, the Ashkenazic custom to say by Shacharis, Ava Rabba. By Mariv, we say Ava Solom. But the Svaridim, they say Ava Solom in the morning as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Avas Olam, Pirish, Techilas HaBrocha Maschales Avas Olam, that by Nusach Svard, and the Mechaber's Nusach, they begin with the words Avas Olam. However, he says, and he brings this down in the name of the Bach and the Prisha, Avokon Nusach HaBrocha V'chassimah, so he kemosh anu omrim b'vichas Ava Rabba. The rest of the Bracha is identical to what we start off by saying Ava Rabba. Aflo Deyazu, even according to the opinion that says Avas Olam, the rest of the Bracha follows along with the Bracha of Ava Rabba that Ashkenazim are used to saying. Sivkot and Beis, V'chei Noagin, the Ramah said, this is in fact the minhag of Ashkenaz, to say Ava Rabba. Hayin Baboker, Mishnah Berurah points out, that's in the morning. Avo Bo'erev, in the evening, Noagim Lomar Ava Solom. Even Ashkenazim say Ava Solom in the evening. The reasoning is, Hatam Shenogu Lomar Baboker Ava Rabba. The reason why we say in the morning Ava Rabba and not Ava Solom, Mishum Dichsiv, Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba Emunosecha. Because of the Pasuk, It says the new people coming in the morning. So Chadoshim Labakarim, Rabba Emunasecha, the Chosel Chatchila, and there is Halacha Lemaisa preferably. However, Avo B'diavad, he brings down that it's clear, it's postured in the Shaaretz Zion. Afimomar Kolanusa Shalavas Olam Abokir Yotzadei Chavoso. The bottom line is the bracha is a preferable way to say it. But even if you didn't say it the preferable way, even if you said the entire nusach of Avas Olam by accident in the morning, one would be fulfilling his obligation. In the issue footnote number 2, he brings down. If you realize you messed up and you're saying the Mariv one instead of the Shachris one, so later on we'll bring down in Simon Samach Vav in regards to the Brach of Emes V'yatziv, Shiachz V'yomes HaBrach Kitisikna. If you're in the middle of it, you haven't said the concluding part of the Brachas, then you can go change it around and say it correctly. However, but if you already said the Shem, Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Emes HaBrach the way you already made the mistake. Because we're going Chaim Chanievsky, Shalachori, you sign Kafia Nusach Shal Shachris. But he says, even there, you shouldn't fill it in with the Mariv ending, you should fill it in, Habocher, Bemo Yisrael, Biava, rather than Ohev Amo Yisrael. In the issue footnote number 1, he brings down in regards to this brach of Avas Olam Avarabo, he says, Shetzorich Shetomit Yet Tfilas Ahorim Al Bineyim. This is an extremely important brach for parents to daven for good children. Shulom the Torah, that the children should learn Torah, the tzaddikim, they should become righteous individuals, Ubali Midos Tovos, and should have good character traits. This brach of Avarabo, Avas Olam, is a very, very important brach for parents to know. The Lochain, therefore, he writes, one should especially be conscious of this during the Brach of Avarabba, as well when you say the Birchas HaTorah, and also as well when you say Uvol Etzion. These three places are especially misugolim for parents to daven to have good, righteous children. The Shalom and the Shara Osios writes, Ba'avarabba yechavin azeh kishomer. When should you specifically be mechavin to have good children? When you're saying the words Avinu of Harachamon, our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the merciful Father. HaMerachem, you are merciful on everybody. Rachem Aleinu, have mercy on us. V'seim b'libeinu l'havinu l'askil v'chulei. At that point, it's very opportune for a parent to daven to have righteous children. The Kaf HaChaim adds, Shebishar Shomer v'lo nevo shaloni kolein. You should also have that in mind, that your children shouldn't be withered, they shouldn't be destroyed. In other words, they should carry on the Mesorah from us and our grandparents and parents. Yishboch nafshu azaru. At that point, the Kaf HaChaim says that's a very opportune time to pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should have good children, shlo yigrimu lo bushu chlima, that they shouldn't embarrass you, they shouldn't cause tremendous bush o chlima b'olam hazeh u'b'olam haboy, in this world and in the future world. The Mechaber continues in the middle of Sif Aleph. The Eino Pos Haches B'Baruch, the Bruch of Avas Olam, Avar Abba, does not begin with the words Baruch Ato Hashem. Why not? Mipnei Shi Smucha L'Birchas Yotzor. This is the famous rule of Bruch HaSmucha L'Chaverto. A Bruch that is adjacent to another Bruch. It's in a series of Bruchos. So the first one begins Baruch Ato Hashem and ends Baruch Ato Hashem. But the second one doesn't have to begin with a Baruch Ato Hashem. It's Smucha, it's connected to the friend, to its previous bracha, and it can start off right away with the text of the bracha without a Baruch Ata Hashem. Of course, it ends with a Baruch Ata Hashem, as does any bracha. So therefore, the bracha of Avas Olam, Avarabba, doesn't begin with a Baruch Ata Hashem. It's a bracha smuch l'chaverta. The Emi Poteres Birkas HaTorah, can one use the bracha of Avas Olam, Avarabba, to exempt you from saying Birkas HaTorah? So he says, Ayin Le'el Simen Min Zayin. We've already discussed this in Simen Min Zayin. We brought down over there that if a person, for whatever the reason, was not able to or forgot say Birchas HaTorah, so then the Brach of Avarabba could in fact count as a Birchas HaTorah. He should either be Mechavein during the Shema that he's learning Torah, and that can fulfill it, or preferably right after the end of davening, he should learn something with the idea that the Avarabba was his Birchas HaTorah. Again, go back to those Shiurim and Simen Men Zayin to hear this discussion in much greater detail. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kara Kriyashma below Bracha. If somebody said Kriyashma without the Brachas of Kriyashma, in order to make this man of Kriyashma, Yotzi Dechovas Kriyashma. And he fulfilled, in fact, the mitzvah of saying Kriyashma in the morning, the mitzvah Daraisa of saying Kriyashma in the morning. Now, he comes to the davening. He got up early enough to say Kriyashma to be Yotze, the proper time of saying Kriyashma. The Tzibur is now davening at a later point in time, and they're not being Yotze in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. They're davening in the fourth hour. The Chozeh Vikari HaBrachos below Kriyashma. He technically is allowed to just say the Brachos. He can say Yotze Or, he can say Avarabba, he can skip the Shema and then say Yatziv Enochon, etc. He doesn't have to technically say Kriyashma because the Brachos, as we've already explained, are not really Brachos of Kriyashma. However, the Mechaber says, V'niruli Shetov Lachzor V'likros Kriyashma im Brachos. Technically, however, the Mechaber says one should, in fact, go, when he says the Brachos of Kriyashma, go say Kriyashma there as well, even though you're already Yotze. Technically, you don't have to, because you're already Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma by Shachris or by Maariv. So technically you don't have to, but he says the more optimal way to do this is to say the Kriyat Shema again as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel writes, V'chozer v'korei v'chulei, you should reread the Kriyat Shema. Why? Wrote Shalomar, Af agav deino ma'akvos l'Kriyat Shema, v'yotzei dechovas Kriyat Shema, afim lo berech klal, because the brachas of Kriyat Shema aren't ma'akiv. You reyotzei the saying of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the shachris, without saying the brachas of Kriyat Shema. The brachas of Kriyat Shema, as we've already pointed out several times, are not ma'akiv to say Kriyat Shema. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'komokim yidechovas brachos l'yotzei, you haven't yet fulfilled the rabbinical concept of saying the brachas of Kriyat Shema, and therefore, v'yochel levarech below Kriyat Shema, even though you can say those brachas without Kriyat Shema, that's why technically you don't have to say Kriyat Shema now. Kilo niskinu dafka al Kriyat Shema, because the brachas of Kriyat Shema were just placed in front and after the Kriyat Shema, but technically are not brachas of the Kriyat Shema, as we've already pointed out previously. She'ein mevarech asher kichon misav sivanu likros Shema. Dirsha footnote number 3 reruns this idea again. He says this is true for the brachos of Kriyat Shema that we've learned already previously in Simen Nun Ches, Siv Katan Chaf Hei. Shizmanuhu at Sof Ashor Revius. The time for the brachos of Kriyat Shema is till the end of the fourth hour, like davening, like the tefillah, and not like the zman for Kriyat Shema, which is only until the end of the third hour. Therefore, Av Shetiknu Lomar Esa Brachos Kodim Kriyat Shema, even though the rabbis instituted the saying of the brachos of Kriyat Shema before and after the Kriyat Shema, technically they're not brachos on the Shema. We don't say Asher Kitchonu Mitzvah Sivonu Likro Shema by these brachos. And therefore, the meaning is L'sayim Birchas Av Rabba Kod B'Shliach Tzibul Anosu. I mean, that's what we had brought down in a previous shir, a few days ago, that the Ramah said that you should go ahead of the Shliach Tzibur and say Abocher B'mo Yisrael B'Yavah before he concludes, and then when he concludes, you say Amen. It's not considered a hefsik. Why? Because it's not technically part of the bracha. Now, did bring down the Bir Halacha earlier, who brought down the name of the Rash Ben Harashbats, and not everybody agrees with that. Some do consider the brachas of Kriyat Shema a bracha, so to say, on the Shema, and therefore some suggest that you should say Abocher B'mo Yisrael B'Yavah along with the Chazan to get around the problem of Amen being a hefsik. Siv Katan Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ima Brachos, why should you say the Kriyat Shema again, even though you were Yotze? Kidei Lamod B'Tvila Mitoch Divrei Torah. The purpose for this is not to be Yotze Kriyat Shema. You already were Yotze Kriyat Shema. Now it's too late to be Yotze Kriyat Shema. You're in the middle of the fourth hour. So why do we say Kriyat Shema again? So he says, this way you go into Shemoneh Esrei with the words of Torah. The Kriyat Shema over here, Kriyat Shema Zunech Sheves Kekorei BaTorah. This is as if you're reading in the Torah. The issue footnote number 4 brings down the Kamon in Sivkot and Simon Samach Vav, Sivkot and Nugimel, Hatam Shiesh Lach Zuliko Kriyashma. There it brings a different reason. Kivin Shekriyashma, Beli Birchosel, Eno Kisikuna. The reason why you say the Brachos of Kriyashma with the Kriyashma again now, even though you're Yotzi already, is because that's the way Chazal set it up. Furthermore, he brings down Shigam Ofen Shomer Sabrochos Achre Hatvila Yachzav Yom Agam Kriyashma. Even if you're saying it after the Shemoneh Esrei, you're saying the brachos of Kriyashma then. For example, sometimes by Maariv, if a person is davening with the tzibur and he comes in late and they're up to Shemoneh Esrei, by Maariv time you're supposed to say the Shemoneh Esrei first and afterwards you say the brachos of Kriyashma. So there too, if you're ready with Yotzei Kriyashma, so then you can still say the brachos of Kriyashma with the Shema even at night. Then he adds, "Kishtiba kori kriyashma la'achazman." If the tzibur is reading kriyashma later in time, they're not being yotzi with it. You were yotzi already. So then, some of the dinim of when you're allowed to interrupt, under what circumstances, might be different. Because technically, you're not being yotzi with the kriyashma over here, the mitzvah kriyashma. It's just divrei Torah, and therefore, some of the laws of what you're allowed to interrupt, which remains you can interrupt, are you allowed to interrupt between shema and baruch shem kvod hamochoso? They would be different. Ayin shom. Finally concludes, if somebody had already been Yotzi with Kriyat Shema, and now he's davening with the minyan, and he's behind them, and if he says Kriyat Shema, he's going to miss saying Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, so he brings down, from Shlomo Zalman, Shemutu L'dalik, you can actually skip the Shema, because you're ready with Yotzi with the Shema, and go straight to the Shemoneh Esrei that the Tzibur is up to, in order because the Tefillah B'Tzibur is odif from saying this Kriyat Shema over here. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Yibodim Mechaim L'Chaim disagrees. He says, "Begam ba'ofen zeh lo yidaleg al Kriyat Shema." He says it's not proper to skip Kriyat Shema in this regard as well. That concludes today's shiur.